Hello, this is Susan Vandenberg here at WFYL, working for your liberty and things that matter, along with Corinne Lillis, Kim Kennedy, and today our guest is Megan Krejci, who is president of Drexel Brothers, LLC, in King of Prussia. So we want to welcome you, Megan, and we just want to find out about who is or who are Drexel Brothers.
Thank you so much for having me, by the way. I want to say first, who are Drexel Brothers? Definitely a question I need to narrow down, because what Drexel Brothers represents is a lot of things, but to make this very quick and to the point, Drexel Brothers is really a rebrand of an older company called Commercial Lending Capital, CLC. So our business is, we are a direct commercial lending source. We are set up like a correspondent lender with all lenders that we work with, although we're still working on getting that set us back as we had prior to the market collapse. But we are a national commercial mortgage company, so we provide people with commercial mortgages. We just started bringing on business loans, so if you're a business owner, different types of financing that we can offer you. So there's a lot of different ways to help people that already own commercial property, pull money out of their property, and use that for their business, or they may just generally need a business loan. But that's really where you need to go to a professional and have someone tell you, What can you do with the money that is available to you, or how can you get money out of the things you already own?
Okay, so how did you get started in this whole process of being in this financial aspect of the world?
No, it's a really good question, actually. It's a pretty interesting one as well. In 2011, actually, well, 2010, I actually got involved as a realtor in real estate. Not the greatest time, obviously, to get involved in real estate. Really, the people that are really surviving in real estate are those people that had those older books of business and were in real estate for several years, 20 plus years. So I come in, your young realtor, was all trained in 2010, got my licensing, paid for all my fees, website. A lot of people don't realize, become a realtor, it's a couple thousand dollars between schooling, books. There's a lot of licensing fees that have to be paid. You pay to take the state test. MCAR is a good $350, which you have to pay to Montgomery County. And you have to pay for Trend, which is a good couple hundred every couple months. People don't really understand. If you want to become a realtor, you need to have the mindset that you are already a business owner. You cannot have an employee mindset. It will never work for you. It's why a lot of people get in, get right out. So the mindset of being a business owner I already had. I had a prior business to that. Just was a rough business because I couldn't get anybody financing. I worked on the residential side, the commercial side. You can find borrowers and buyers all day long, but if you can't get that person that wants to buy financing, most people don't have $200,000 cash to pull out of their pocket. Even today, most people don't have $200,000 cash to pull out of their pocket. Nobody really pays for properties cash. Obviously, I deal more on the commercial lending side, strictly. So I deal with real estate investors that have money, but what drove me into lending was just a lack of a frustration I was having with not being able to get borrower's financing. So when I was on the commercial side, I just researched about lending. I went to all the networking events in the world. I met a ton of people, and I actually ran into a commercial lending source. At the time, the name of the company was Sensible Lending Solutions in 2011. They were really that white space in lending between a bank and hard money. And if I use a lot of industry jargon here, tell me to explain it.
Okay.
Because when Chris introduced this business to me, who was the owner of Sensible Lending Solutions at the time, as he was training me, he kept using all this industry jargon. I was like, dude, nobody knows what you're talking about. I didn't go to school for financing or anything, but, if you're trying to explain this business to the average person, you're never going to do it. Okay, everyone knows that you can go to a bank and obviously obtain a bank loan. And again, I'm just strictly talking for commercial mortgages. I don't do anything on the residential side. So you could obviously go to a bank, say you're a business owner and you need to buy a commercial property that you run your business out of. You still need a loan on that property. So you need somewhere to do business out of. Yes, you can rent, but there's a lot of businesses that own. This property, someone owns it. And it's probably zoned for commercial since you guys do commercial things out of here. Mm-hmm. So you need to obtain a commercial mortgage. So you could go to a bank. Right now, a lot of people know banks are being squeezed out of lending for multiple reasons. Banks are on a very, very large capital raise right now in most banks. You'll see the signs everywhere, no matter where you are in the country. Start a checking account here. Start a checking account. Get $10 to start a checking account. Mm-hmm. Let me give you, I'll let you guess. Why do you think they're doing that? they need, they're trying to raise capital. So the more people that have, if you have a checking account with them, the more capital that bank has. Mm-hmm. So now that, you know, the market collapsed, it did what it did, now lending is really, really back, and the programs are really there. When I say lending is back, I really mean private wholesale money is back. It's not, the banks are trying to lend again, but again, now the federal government has restrictions on them that prior to the market collapse, in order for them to lend out $1,000, they only had to have $500 on hand. Now, in order for that bank to lend out $1,000, they need to have $2,000 on hand.
Wow.
That's an as-if example. Obviously, for commercial, those numbers would be much higher.
Mm-hmm.
So if the bank doesn't have the capital in the first place, mm-hmm. how are they going to lend out money? And again, banks strictly make money off interest payments that people pay. So if they're not doing loans, they're not making money in the future.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that money's already not been their 30-year mortgage or whatever it was. Commercial mortgages are typically 7, 10, or 15 years. Banks mm-hmm. typically do not stretch them out 30 years. If they're not doing those loans, the bank's not making money. If they don't have those depositors and that money in, they can't lend out money. So banks, there's some really good banks that weren't affected by you know, the market and everything are still lending now, and then there's some banks that just aren't. They don't have the liquidity. So what we do is we represent a bunch of private wholesale lenders. And wholesale money is really, it's really private money. It's not that no one could go and access it. Of course they could. It's just, where do you find it? So when I met Chris, why it connected real quick, I'm in commercial real estate. He represents private commercial money, you know, lending money for commercial real estate strictly. So, bam, there was an immediate attraction, and that's mm-hmm. why I got into lending. It just mm-hmm. much faster business. You can qualify people much quicker. You know, with real estate, there's a lot of going out, literally physically walking people around properties, and a lot of time wasting, unfortunately. That's mm-hmm. what real estate's about. They're both very old businesses. Mm-hmm. With real estate, or with lending, I'm sorry, you know, just so much quicker. Everything comes down to the docs. You know, every loan you're going to need 2 years of tax returns, 1003, tri-merge credit report. You can't fake those things.
It sounds like it really suits your personality.
It does.
Too,
I'm
right?
very quick. I'm very quick, yeah. too. So, yeah. Which is why I'm very, very good at lending. I'm very knowledgeable about the business. I work mm-hmm. with over 15 direct lending sources that are, again, private money, wholesale money. You know, again, that average person on the street, that average borrower, especially if they're looking for business capital or commercial real estate financing, they don't know where to go besides a bank. A lot mm-hmm. of people have no idea
right.
that there is other money out there that you can access. They probably know maybe there's, you know, an aunt or uncle or somebody they have in their cell phone, someone they can contact, but, you know, maybe for $20,000, $30,000, not mm-hmm. to buy a commercial building that's $500,000. You know?
So it sounds like there's a lot of education that needs to be done out
yep.
there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what Drexel Brothers really just represents is we are a brand new outlook and version on the commercial real estate lending business and profession as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot the company does, but we are a direct commercial lending source. We do offer direct, obviously, commercial real estate loans. And I'll say that like 10 times. We mm-hmm. only offer loans directly for commercial real estate.
Yes.
A lot of people will approach me, and the reason I'm saying commercial real estate so many times, because if you say commercial loans, that could mean business loans.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Now, I did just tell you actually that we are bringing on business loans, but it's not our core focus.
Mm-hmm.
But that's
yeah.
what we are. We are set up as a national correspondent lender, which to the average person, we can just call us a national brokerage company, but there's a big difference between a mortgage company and a correspondent lender.
Sounds like you were a really quick study there. Go
mm-hmm.
ahead.
Good.
Go ahead, Kim.
Megan, do you want to encourage business owners to contact you? Would you like to grow that part of your business?
Of course, of course. And I'm going to obviously, of course, you already know my contact information, but it's funny, though. I talk to people all day long on the phone, so this is one reason I talk very quick, but literally all day I'm on the phone with either brokers, direct representatives for my own company, which we call LPMs that facilitate loans, or direct borrowers. And I spend most of my day educating people about this business, but I always give out my direct cell phone to people because I'm really never in the office. Obviously, I'm here right now. So my direct cell is 215-350-7729. But all of my company's contact information is right on our website. So you can go to www.drexelbrothers.com, and that's Drexel, D-R-E-X-E-L, Brothers, just spelled out like the word brothers with an S, B-R-O-T-H-E-R-S www.thebusinessowner.com. And you can contact us right off the website. You can also contact us right off a cell phone app that we have. We have a commercial real estate lending app out. It's been live on Apple and Android for at least 4 months now. But right off the app, if you go to Android or Apple or wherever you download apps on your smartphone, you can just search for Drexel Brothers Lending Suite. If you type in Drexel Brothers, it will pop right up. But Drexel Brothers Lending Suite, four words, and our app will pop up right for a commercial real estate loan. So you can also contact us. See, what is
contact
going on?
Is a word. We won't say that.
Know.
Notify. We will say notify
you
instead of contact.
You can get a hold of me right via that
we'll
app.
We'll find another way to say that word because I'm not allowed to say that.
She has to say it 10 times.
I know. Contact. I actually really like that movie. So.
I was wondering, you mentioned about the apps and the smartphone and all that. What impact is technology having on your business?
A huge one. So I'm trying to think of the easiest way to possibly explain this. Obviously, everybody knows, maybe I shouldn't say obviously, but I think everyone has an idea right now that's alive and cognate on the earth that technology is moving towards smartphones and tablets.
Mm-hmm.
Most people have acknowledged that. What is? The statistics for it are just outstanding. You know, more people, computers are being left in the dust. You'll see the commercials all day long of the computers now that actually rip off. Maybe I'm not using the right word, but they actually kind of come off and turn them into a big tablet. Mm-hmm. Microsoft has a ton of commercials out there. All these iPads are becoming way more functional. So the point of that is technology is obviously moving in a step of personal devices people carry with them. And more and more and more personal stuff, online banking, all is being done through those devices. So that's why I say Drexel Brothers is a really a millennial standpoint or a millennial's point of view on a very old business, commercial real estate lending, because what I did was when, you know, we came back into commercial lending rebranded as Drexel Brothers, not CLC, what I wanted to do is I wanted to offer an app to people that would actually connect them with direct lending programs from direct wholesale lenders. They're not programs that I, what I want to say is they're not programs that, you know, maybe we're raising the interest rate or something on, which people do in this business to make money. It's not something we do. They're not programs that we have altered in any way. When I say we, I mean Drexel Brothers as a company. They are strict lending programs directly from a private lending source. Mm-hmm. All the rates and terms are exactly how they would be. So that's what we've done. We've created an app that if anyone logs onto it, anybody in the world, it's actually been downloaded on all six continents besides Antarctica, obviously. You can actually log onto it. What the borrower does is they answer about 7 questions, and what the app does is it connects the borrower directly for the commercial real estate loan that's going to be the exact loan that they want to go into, which is the perfect thing to do because I can tell you when most borrowers come to me, they have no idea what type of loan they're looking for. Mm-hmm. You know, that's right. What we have to do. We have to solve their problem,
right.
You know, and tell them, hey, you need money for your business. You know, maybe that person needs $200,000 to operate their business for some working capital. They don't even know that, hey, you own a commercial property that actually is worth $500,000 mm-hmm. and you almost have your mortgage paid off. You could refi cash out on that, you know, up to 70% of the LTV on the property. So just as long as the equity's there, they can pull some of that money out in cash, some of that equity out in cash, and they can use that money for whatever they want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they could use it for their business, or whatever they need to use it for. But a lot of people don't realize that there's sources of funds available that can help them with that and are direct with lenders that aren't banks. So that is the main thing.
Is there an age group that you're finding that contacts your business?
I would say most people, I would say no, because there's so many different kinds of there's so many different types of business owners out there.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say the average person looking for a commercial real estate loan is really typically a real estate investor
mm-hmm.
or a business owner, but someone that is seasoned, has had some experience.
Okay.
Now, the really great thing between the difference between Drexel Brothers as a commercial lending source, as a private commercial lending source, and a bank, we have so many things that we can do that banks can't do because banks are regulated by the federal government. And we're not. We are private money, so nobody mm-hmm. can tell us how mm-hmm. we can lend out our own money.
Mm-hmm.
again, just to be clear to everyone, it's not my money. It is the lenders that we work with. It's their money.
Yeah.
So again, that's how mortgage companies, brokers, people in this industry make money. They make money by selling money, mm-hmm. which is a very unique concept, actually, mm-hmm. and kind of a little play mm-hmm. on words. But that's actually what we do.
Yeah.
We make money by selling money that wholesale lenders offer. So we sell those commercial mortgage programs to a business owner or to somebody, you know, looking for that type of financing.
Megan, can I interrupt you real quick?
Go ahead.
What kind of rates are business owners looking at these days?
Okay. Now, that's a really, really tricky question because when people start talking about rates, I don't typically do the wise thing to do, which is where you could say, oh, our rates are 1%, which is what some people in my company do. But your whole entire rate and all your terms and everything are really every single loan, commercial mortgage, business loan, whatever, every single loan in the world is based on the borrower's CIC. So that stands for credit, income, collateral. So we offer all different types of loans. We offer bank type loans. Which means we do very similar loans, just like a bank would do. But again, the reason I say bank type is because we're not a bank. We do bank alternate loans, which is someone that's just missing a bank and may have losses on their tax returns. That's okay to us. We do hard money loans, which is someone that really, really either needs money quick, or they are not someone that they know a bank will never touch them. With all different types of loans comes different types of fees and different types of terms. So hard money is typically short money / also called rehab money. Obviously, rehab money would be used for someone who may be a real estate investor doing a fix and flip. And then you can obviously have construction loans. There's all different types of commercial loans out there. But if you just want to talk about your regular basic R core loan, the people that are coming to us in our company are people that can't get approved through a bank, and they're still really, really good borrowers. Your standard borrower is still someone who has great FICO, 650 or plus. For a bank to touch you, you really need to have 700 plus. Someone that can come to me can have losses on their tax returns, which means they can claim enough losses on their tax returns to the point where they're actually showing losses. Now, you can't go to a bank and ask to borrow money if your tax returns are showing losses, especially on your business. But what business do you think hasn't taken some losses these past couple of years?
A lot.
Many. You know?
Yes.
So that's okay. A lot of those losses that small business owners are allowed to take are paper losses, we call them. Okay. And they're just losses that you are allowed to write off for being a business owner. And the small, our government encourages small business, and that's one way they do it. They let you take these write-offs for being a small business owner. It just hurts you when it comes to a bank. So I always tell people this is how lending works. You either pay your lender or you pay the IRS. And there's no getting over on either one. It's just how it works.
It's just black and white. That's all there is to it.
If you're not paying the IRS and you're getting away on your tax returns, that hurts when it comes to borrowing. But something we can really do that's very cool to get down to the point is we amortize our commercial mortgages, all of them, over 30 years. Banks, I told you earlier, typically 5, 7, 15 for commercial mortgages. Our standard bank alternate rates are from 7.5% to, they'll say 11.5%. Really don't. But again, what I have to focus on is it's all about your rate of return, which I always have to focus on with borrowers. Say your interest rate's 11% with me and, 7% with the bank. It's what's really going to matter is what are the whole entire terms of the loan? What is going to be your rate of return every single month? And with the bank as well, there's still really great banks. If you can get approved from a bank, I'm not saying that's something you don't want to do. It's just when it comes to banks, there's a lot of fees, of course, banks charge as well. That will typically be wrapped into your loan, but it's just something that the business owner should be aware of. Also, a business owner should be aware of if they borrow money from a bank, every 3 to 6 months, the bank typically will follow up with that the borrower to check on their financials. So if their financials ever dip at some point, the bank could then call that note or at any time change the terms of the loan. So when you deal with a company like us that's private money, we just lent you money out based on your situation that you exactly had right when we lended you the money. We don't follow up with you every 3 to 6 months.
You don't change the terms?
No.
There's
no seasoning requirements to us, which can mean two things. Seasoning requirements is that business owner seasoned enough, meaning 2+ years of experience with a bank, or seasoning, meaning how long has your business been operating. So a bank typically will not fund somebody, a business loan, unless they've been operating for at least 13 months, and they really like 2 years. Some banks will go down to 13 months. I know a lot of bankers, so this is I do a lot of networking, as you can probably tell.
Yes, interesting.
Yeah, but so there's a lot of advantages that you have with us over our bank. You know, even if you are bankable, actually, even if you are bankable, that's great. Not many banks amortize loans over 30 years, commercial loans, and that's a fact. You can look that right up on Google or whatever search engine you use. So you have a lot of ups with us. Just to let you know, we have, or to any of the borrowers that listen to the station, Drexel Brothers has no upfront fees. We have no commitment fee, nothing. And I really pride our company on that. It's something that I've always prided our company on, even past rebrands of us. And so truly the only way we make money is if we get that customer funded. With all of our lenders, the way we're set up is a correspondent lender, which I know to you guys means nothing, but to your average borrower, the way we make money, any points that are charged on the loan are wrapped into the loan amount. It's not something the borrower has to come to the table with in cash. So to the borrower, I could basically call myself the lender. The borrower, there's no difference to them. You know, I have no upfront fees to them. There's no application processing fee. A lot of mortgage companies charge these things. We don't have any of that. We purely make our money from the lender when we close your loan. And any fees that are wrapped into that loan come from the lender.
Banks don't like you, huh?
No, banks don't like us. Because a thing that I'm not regulated by the Fed. So the programs that we can offer are way more out-of-the-box thinking. We have a really cool 1-to-4-unit program where we actually can finance blankets of investment properties together. We even have a portfolio program, as I call it, when you're blanking more than one mortgage together, that will go from $500,000 to $50 million, as long as they're all certain property types. So those programs are something that's really great for a real estate investor. Why would you have 4 mortgages or 10 single-family mortgages when you could have one, you know? It would make sense. Of course, you're still going to want to do your rate of return. Figure out, what would be the difference in paying for 10 as paying for one. Another cool thing that we can do is now the commercial lending market has really changed. With the programs that are coming back now are crazy insane to where it was prior to the market collapse. But, it actually is considered, if you just buy an investment home, say a single-family home, and just rent it out to, tenants or something, as long as it's not the home that you live in, that actually is considered a commercial loan these days, which it never was before. So you can actually, people just think since it's a single-family resident house, they have to get a residential mortgage on it because it's a residential property. But if it's being used as commercial use, something that an investor is making money off of, you actually can obtain a commercial mortgage on it. So just to let you know, I know I gave you a lot of terms and stuff there, but our loan sizes we do from $50,000 to $50 million. So you have most of our loans are amortized over 30 years. Our bank rates start at 4.25% and go up to about 6%. If you're not bankable, 7.25 to 11.25. Hard money these days is way better than it used to be. I am only seeing hard money in rates from 9 to 12%. Hard money prior to the market collapse could have gone up to 18%. It would have came with a crazy amount of points. I haven't seen a deal going, even a hard money deal, going over 8 points today. And I know this is something for borrowers that listen and understand and business owners that are, really working with investment properties or own a property themselves that they manage. This is industry jargon that they're definitely going to understand. But I understand to somebody that's just coming into this business or hearing someone talk about points and all this stuff, you're like, what are you even talking about?
Well, if you're just tuning in, we're here with Megan Krejci, who is president of Drexel Brothers and King of Prussia, which is a financial services company specializing in commercial loans.
Real estate mortgages.
Yep. Real estate.
See, commercial loans can be business loans, too. But, it's okay. Our specialty is commercial real estate loans. But, again, as I told you, we are bringing on business loans, which I can't even wrap my head around how easy they are compared to the loans I typically do.
Yeah, okay.
The loans we do, just because someone says private money, and I just want to make this clear because I get asked questions all day long, does not mean no documentation or you're just going to state your assets or your income or something like that. No, this is a real official loan you're going to get, through a real lender. So the lenders that fell before the market collapse were the real wholesale lenders out there were Lehman Brothers, Silver Hill, and InterBay. We were direct correspondent lenders to all of them when we were CLC. We had over 17,000 reps, brokers working for us under our umbrella. We were the third largest correspondent lender in the country. So coming back again, we've already done $1 billion of loans on the street. I'm not worried about doing loans at all. The programs are now back and more plentiful than ever. This real touch on Drexel Brothers is just having these apps that connect direct borrowers with these programs, and it's just this crazy amount of education and customer service that we offer.
So that's unique? You have competitors that do that at all?
Not really. Typically, we have, Drexel Brothers has 8 main revenue streams, so it's not just like we're counting on loans or you know, the education that we offer or anything. There's so many other things into play, but I can't stress enough how much the technology that our company has strictly created, specifically before the commercial real estate lending business, is totally changing the industry. If you could, just an average question to any of you guys here, if you could, let's relate it to something that you all could use. Maybe you guys could use $50,000 of working capital right now, just to survive. If you could log into a secure platform via your cell phone / tablet device and get a real business loan and have that business loan be the best in the country for your best unique situation, and would you rather do that virtually, or would you rather go around from bank to bank to bank or lender to lender to lender to find out what your best business loan is?
I know the answer. Yeah, virtual is the answer, and you're going to make me be virtual.
Yeah, so again, it's just we're changing the way, honestly, Americans are applying for money.
Right.
It's way more simpler to do it via a cell phone or a tablet device than to literally go to different lenders and compare, you know, all the terms and rates. If all of the different private lending programs just pop up in front of you, the ones that actually relate to what you're doing, and then right away a loan procurement manager, which is a customer service rep for Drexel Brothers, calls you right as soon as you apply for a loan, we call you right away. And it's typically me calling you.
Right.
So if anyone downloads the app and applies for a loan, I will call you right back, or I'll have one of our LPMs call you back. There's that initial hand-holding and customer service. You applied for a loan. Here's what your cell phone told you were your best options. Now here's a human touch, because this is a mortgage, a property is attached to it. I would never really want to make that whole entire process automated, because I think most people would be uncomfortable with that.
Right.
Even me as a millennial, I would be uncomfortable with that.
Right.
You know, if I'm putting money into a property, you got to talk to some type of rep or, you know, some official rep. So the customer service is reversed on it. We call you. You never call us. And you will get assigned a rep, and that person's going to guide you through the documents you need and everything. And everyone has access to me if they need, they have any, you know, very detailed question or something.
It sounds like you have a unique ability to really simplify it and bring it down to simplified
it's
terms
totally
for the average person.
And I hate saying that. Like, who's the average person, you know?
Right.
But it's just someone that, if lending is not your specialty, it's not a business you're in. Many people that are not in this business, you know?
But this is interesting to me. You weren't in this business, and you probably didn't think you would be in this type of business at any point.
I really like communicating with people and really like meeting people. Mm-hmm. And I always said to people, if I could just make money meeting people, I would love to do that. Well, I guess this would be your job then. Or talking to people, I would love to do that. But in essence, you know, when I got involved in this business in 2011, when lending was introduced to me, and really the market was not there then, the lending was not back.
Yeah.
Everyone was kind of being told it was, but it wasn't. I went to every single, I totally submersed myself in this business. I went around to every single networking event, seminar. I went to the Economic Development Corporations, real estate investor groups, and I met over 1,000 people in this business.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. I have a book, a binder still, of over 1,000 business cards at my first year in business. And in my first 9-month period of this business, I myself originated 400 commercial loans, which is a lot of loans for one person in a small amount of time. But I can't tell you, it was just out there. I was a huge networker. I always brought a stack of business cards with me everywhere I went, which is funny because I didn't bring any today.
Right. And you probably took a stack home with you and followed up on them right away, too. Yeah.
Yep. This whole entire business is about connections and following up with people. If you can do that, you're someone that would be really good in this business.
Right.
And we actively are seeking people that want to be in this business to teach it to them and to teach them what you need to do with the bar and how you're going to help them.
Right. Right. Now, what kind of challenges do you face personally? I know you told us before we came on the air that you have a family. So trying to run this business and you know, balance family life.
Well, definitely that's a challenge. I think that's a challenge in everybody's life.
Yeah.
You
mm-hmm.
know, most people have kids. I think besides having a family, one of the challenges our business faces is there's a couple of things. I mean, first of all, we're a national company. We do mortgages nationally, just inside the United States. So again, you're dealing with, you know, all different types of people, time zones. You're lending in all different states where there's different mm-hmm. lending climates.
Mm-hmm.
Some states are having some problems with lending right now, mm-hmm. so. You better do your homework and you better be prepared if you're going to offer a service like that, because you need to know what's really going on with the real wholesale lenders, where the money actually is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with that investment company or however they're structured and set up, if they don't want to lend money in Texas, you can't be saying, oh, we offer money in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to just make sure you're very up to date on everything. And another thing, just like we pride ourselves in, make sure you're offering really, really good competitive rates. You're always in the know. But that has to do, honestly, with the connections you have in this business.
Mm-hmm.
This is the one business I've been involved in. I've been involved in several businesses besides this business. But this business is all about the connections that somebody has. I can't tell you how secretive people are about their connections, too.
How do you get it out of them?
I actually don't have to, because Chris, who's also the other owner of Drexel Brothers, he was the main driving force behind CLC.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, and I know these are not easy things to catch on at all.
Mm-hmm.
So, when he was running CLC and had 17,000 brokers under him and was doing crazy good before the market collapsed when it did in 2008, he was the direct correspondent lender for Silver Hill, InterBay, and Lehman Brothers. To get up that high and to mm-hmm. obtain a status like that is an enormous amount of work. I can't even put it into any type of sentence,
mm-hmm.
but it's an enormous amount of work and an enormous amount of responsibility dumped on your shoulders as well. So
mm-hmm.
having those connections, though, with those direct relending relationships,
mm-hmm.
those companies fail.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they overlent. Same
mm-hmm.
thing that happened to banks.
Mm-hmm.
All kinds of lending institutions fail when the market collapsed. It wasn't just banks. It was private lenders. It was residential shops. It was everything. And there's a lot of reasons for that. We won't even go into that.
Yeah.
If you ever want me back one day, I'll explain why.
To be continued. Yes.
But there was a lot that went on in that. So now that, you know, of course, these companies are not in business anymore,
right.
but a lot of the reps that we deal with there,
mm-hmm.
you know, even me as a rep for Drexel Brothers, or the president of Drexel Brothers,
mm-hmm.
I may have started this doer look on lending, but I'm right there working with everybody.
You're in the trenches,
there's,
just
yes,
like everybody else.
Nothing,
and well, you enjoy it.
I really like explaining the business to people, and
mm-hmm.
I really like educating mm-hmm. buyers about what commercial real estate lending is today.
Mm-hmm.
Even
yeah.
brokers that have been in this business for 40 years, they'll call me with like these crazy situations, and I'm like, dude, I have no idea how lending was prior to 2008, but what you're looking to do is like not even possible.
Okay.
So I just really like talking to people about it. It's very interesting to me. Of course, I've always been a young entrepreneurial spirit, so learning about the money flow and how money flows and has made our economy and how lending, everybody is attached to lending. That's the cool thing about it. You may not realize it,
mm-hmm.
but if loans are not happening, what happens during a depression is when people are not able to obtain access to capital, they can't make money.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can't get access to money to build a business, you can't make money. So then in essence, if money's not being made, you're not out there spending money,
mm-hmm.
which is exactly why we've been
right.
in this long. Banks weren't lending. Everyone
right.
knew that.
Right.
You could hear it anywhere you went.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So because lending institutions, it's not just banks that weren't lending. The average person knows banks weren't lending, but all kinds of private lending institutions weren't lending as well. There was a lending freeze.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when banks aren't lending, people can't get a hold of money. People can't spend money. That
right.
affects all of us. It
Absolutely.
Doesn't matter who you are.
Right.
So it's just
mm-hmm.
a business that's very interesting to me, because once you understand lending, you really understand how money works
yeah.
and how the money flows, you understand why everybody does what they do.
Yeah, very interesting.
So,
can you tell us a bit about the free training for veterans?
Yes, yes. That's actually a program that is actually supposed to end the 1st of July, but actually for any one of your listeners, and this may be something I should have said to you guys, before we started airing, but oh well, too late. Everyone's going to get the surprise now. What I'd like to do is someone comes to us and says that they are one of your listeners, I'd like to extend it from a month from today.
So okay,
today
great.
Today is what, the 23rd?
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
So it's June 23rd, so we're going to extend the promotion just for listeners that are directly your
okay,
listeners.
Excellent.
So we can set something like this up on our website, too.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
Because we know everything that you guys are doing here for us, too, we appreciate. So we would love to, you know, show the contribution where it's due. But until July 23rd, what we're basically offering them is there's articles all over the place about what's going with commercial lending. A lot of people are looking to get into business, but nobody really knows where there's a real direct lending source. It's the ones that end with a T.
Yes. Okay,
yeah.
Got it.
So no one really, most people that are not professionals in this business or haven't totally immersed themselves into it because they have a job and a life and a family, like
mm-hmm.
most people have.
Right.
Don't really know, again, like I'm telling you, where this private or wholesale money is at, and don't really know how to make money in this business.
Mm-hmm.
Like I told you before, we actually make money selling money. So there's a lot of ways to get involved in this business from so many different standpoints. I mean, this is a business, as I told you ladies before we walked in here, I have a home office, and I obviously, you know, I can work from home a lot during the day. I do have an office in King of Prussia. But I don't really need to go there. We
yeah.
do have
mm-hmm.
employees that go there and work and do certain things that do need to be done there. But if they're doing it, I don't need to go there. So this is a business, honestly, that we have brokers and when I say brokers, outside people that don't work under our licensing, our company licensing,
mm-hmm.
that can submit us lending deals. Now, if you're an LPM, a loan procurement manager, and you work directly under the company, you're protected by our licensing. We teach you this whole entire business. I teach you and show you everything there is in this business and what you need to know and how you really need to help people that are looking for financing, because it's unfortunate, but, you know, I'm sure everyone's heard it in the news. A lot of brokers and other people in this business may advertise them as, like, the direct lender, the direct lending source. They'll charge people $1,000 for a commitment fee or something like that. Just, you know, for anyone listening, for any of you guys, don't ever, if anyone wants to charge you money to obtain money, don't ever do that.
Okay.
You know, a lot of people go down that path, though, because
mm-hmm.
because banks charge commitment fees as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
mm-hmm.
not like a fee that is mm-hmm. not a legitimate fee. I'm not
right.
saying commitment fee is not a legitimate fee. You just have to be really careful where that's going. You know, if
mm-hmm.
you hand a broker who's advertising to be a lending source $2,000 to obtain you a commercial mortgage and they don't get it,
mm-hmm. where's your
where do you think you're, you
yeah.
think you're going to get that money
right.
back?
Yeah.
You don't even
mm-hmm.
know who that person
mm-hmm.
is,
yeah,
you know,
right.
since they've advertised themselves incorrectly.
Mm-hmm.
So just as I said earlier, something I really advertise and something I make big when I talk to borrowers is that we have no upfront fees.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's no
right.
commitment fee. There's no application fee. There's
mm-hmm.
no processing fee. And you'll see, like, on a loan, anyone that's applied for a loan, whether it's a car loan or whatever, a mortgage, you know how many fees come
right.
on that
sure.
loan.
Sure, like, how did that get that
if
high?
If you sign
right.
your life away with
mm-hmm.
that, you're
yeah.
like, oh, my God, what's going on?
Yeah.
So that's something that you won't see with our company.
Mm-hmm.
And any direct lending source should not have those fees.
Right. Right.
You know, so we don't do that.
So you simplify things.
Yes, I just
yeah.
make things.
Mm-hmm.
But I also do a lot of educating with, you know, even the local business people or anywhere I've ever lived.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big networker. I'll probably meet some of the people that listen to your show out at networking events around here.
Yeah, I was just curious. You said Chris, I guess he had hired you. Did you know him from a networking event as well?
Yes, I actually
okay,
met
there
him.
You go.
His
right.
name's actually Christopher Perez. So he was the sole owner of CLC. And then in 2011 when I met him, I didn't even tell you the name of his company, but it was Sensible Lending Solutions. When then we joined forces, and
mm-hmm.
now we're Drexel Brothers.
Right.
So we're 50-50 partners now.
And we appreciate you extending that promotion
mm-hmm.
that you mentioned.
I didn't
so.
Even really answer that question for you. You guys got to keep me on point because I talk.
But
what the promotion is for the veterans is anyone that is a loan procurement manager, and I'm holding your hand and helping you build a book of client base and everything, there is a fee for that.
Mm-hmm.
It's an educating training portal that we offer, an online education portal. It's basically what we can compare it to. It's like an online college to be
mm-hmm.
a commercial loan broker.
Mm-hmm.
So as I say to people, obviously you have to go to school to be a realtor, whether it's commercial
mm-hmm.
or commercial or residential, doesn't matter. Several of the states now are already enacting laws where you have to get licensed to be a commercial broker.
Mm-hmm.
It's, again, not a problem if you join a company like us. You will have to pay that fee, but we are going to teach you this business and how it works.
Mm-hmm.
But the states, though, don't have actually any education attached to the fee.
Mm-hmm.
You just pay a fee right now.
Mm-hmm.
So another revenue stream for Drexel Brothers is I want to be that official college, since Chris and I have so much knowledge in this industry together,
mm-hmm.
and we've
right.
kind of merged within I don't want to say an older perspective because he's not old, but I just want to say someone who has more in-depth, he's 20-plus years
mm-hmm.
into commercial real
right.
estate lending as opposed to me from 2011, so you're talking
mm-hmm.
about 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we would also like to be that official training platform that trains people. And
yeah, so how long does that training them. Take?
Now, that's it's all up to the person going through the portal, because
mm-hmm.
in the training portal, there's a series of all types of videos that you're going to go through, an actual training manual that Chris actually wrote himself and used to actually just sell for like $100 just as a manual to teach people this business.
Mm-hmm.
That's all up to the person. You know, it's all up to how quickly they can go through. I've seen people go through it in a day, and
yeah.
you actually do have to pass the test to become accredited. And once you pass the test is when I will hand you a loan or two for you to start working, and I'll work it with you.
Mm-hmm.
In essence, I'm giving my customers to you, which doesn't really make sense for a company to do. Why would I, as for someone who I'm teaching this business, why would I give them customers if, you know, and obviously if they close that loan and I'm helping them, they're going to get a 40% fee from the loan. So
mm-hmm.
the reason that I do that is to teach you how lending really works,
mm-hmm.
and there has to be a charge for that service. I'm taking away 50% of the company's profits
mm-hmm.
by doing that,
because right.
we're going to have to, I'm sorry, I'm taking away 60% of the company's yeah. profits, because it's a 40-60 split
mm-hmm.
if that loan's closed.
Mm-hmm.
The house always gets a little bit more
mm-hmm.
because we pay to have the bills on,
yeah.
you know?
Right.
We pay
sure,
to have the
sense.
Lights on, I'm sorry.
Right. Yeah.
We pay the bills and pay employees that work for our company and make their job easier. Mm-hmm. So the reason we're doing that is to really teach people the business, let them close some loans, experience what it really is like to close a loan. But then part of that, it's a give and take relationship. They still have to go and originate. So it's a program we're experimenting with, but we've had some great success with it so far. Already we have 15 LPMs, and I can tell you they are all throughout the country.
Mm-hmm.
My standard person that works for us is someone that works from home.
Right.
So there's a big work from home opportunity with veterans. I have had a couple of veterans contact me. They're just looking to get into other businesses, or,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's very hard being a business person just in general,
mm-hmm.
but especially for a veteran too that, you know, maybe someone that just came back for war, or someone though that has even been back for several years, 20 some years, and has just got involved in businesses, and maybe things just didn't take off and
right.
launch the way they thought
mm-hmm.
they were going to be. And again, I can't even imagine what it's like to, you know, fight for a country and put your life on the line, and then to come back and
mm-hmm.
kind of be like everybody else.
Right.
I mean, I can understand why you'd be a little offended. So we want to offer the portal free for them for a month. For
mm-hmm.
them to go in and
mm-hmm.
explore it, see how it works, and
mm-hmm.
they get a month to work with us if they want to broker loans,
right.
anything. And then at that time, after a month, if they like everything that they have been experienced with, you
mm-hmm.
know, then they could sign up.
Okay.
You know?
Now, do you ever meet these people before they sign up for the program, or is it all done online?
No. Well, sorry, to answer your question is yes. I don't meet them in person all the time. There's
mm-hmm.
a lot of people I meet in person, as I told you, but obviously I live in, you know, my company's based in King of Prussia, Pennsylvania. So
mm-hmm.
someone that signs up in California, I'm
right.
not going to meet them face
right.
to face, but
mm-hmm.
there's someone I definitely talk on the phone a lot
right.
with.
Mm-hmm.
Or if they talk with one of the reps of our, you know, our company, they're definitely someone that before they sign up, they're going to have contact with
yeah.
me. But just to let you guys know, every Tuesday and Thursday, our company, Drex Brothers, is actually holding two conference calls per day. And I can give you that information if you want to, you know, somehow send it out afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
But we have two conference calls per day, Tuesday and Thursday, one from 11 to noon Eastern Standard Time on both days, and then one from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. at night. They're just an hour long. It's 15 minutes. It's the CEO of the company, Christopher Perez, talks for 15. Our CTO, who's the gentleman who helped us create all this technology and everything with the ideas that we had, he talks for 15 minutes, and then me, the president, talks for 15 minutes about really who is Drexel Brothers and where we're headed and,
mm-hmm.
and the technology that we've introduced into this business. And then the last 15 minutes are for open questions.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
yes.
just so people can understand what's going on,
right.
and see if it's something that they would want to be involved in and sign
before
up
they
or
really,
not. But that's always always offered to everybody.
Right.
But of course, if you're going to teach someone this business, and this is kind of something I learned the hard way, if you're going to really teach someone this business and spend your time with them, it can't be free. If they're really going to be trained, you know.
Right. Nothing should be free, that's right.
I mean, I don't know if nothing should be free, but it's something that I did do for free in the past. But again, if you're a business owner and you're taking time out of your day to not work on closing loan files and to teach people about a business that could make them small fortunes if they work it properly, there has to be some type of fee for that. You know, there's real estate school, and that fee is
amazing. It just means more when you have to pay for something.
Yeah.
That's what I was getting at.
But
right?
there is a competitor of ours that does offer a 7-day training course about the commercial lending business.
Mm-hmm.
It's held in the middle of the country once a year. It's a 7-day course. You fly out there and pay for your own flight ticket, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
You stay there for 7 days. They teach you all about commercial lending, everything we teach you as well, and the course is $24,000.
Oh.
Yes.
Such a deal.
Yeah. I mean, but I can tell you, though, they're probably giving you, that's a very large fee to pay to get into any business.
Yes.
But I bet you they're doing a full job. You know, I mean, they may even be hooking you up with the direct lending sources, which is something after you're a very experienced LPM.
Mm-hmm.
That's something I don't mind doing either.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to, before you can talk to a lender and, you know, kind of talk like I talk, you're going to have to close a couple of deals first.
Right, yeah, to show that you have the stuff that's made up. Mm-hmm. Is there any type of person in particular that you would be looking for that has a certain quality as we're finishing up here?
Definitely looking for someone, you know, entrepreneurial, someone that if it is going to be a work-from-home situation, again, they just have to be disciplined.
Mm-hmm,
you
sure.
know, I don't want someone to sign up, and our course is only, it's $160 to be a part of it, and just $60 every month for the continuing ed. So I don't want someone to sign up to not do anything. It doesn't, you know, just to pay for the servers that it costs to even allow everyone to have access to our online training portal, because it's like a back end of our website, is ridiculously expensive.
Right.
So
their
$160 really honestly doesn't cover everything, but it does provide them with all the training material they'll need. All the documents are also inside the training portal. They get their own email address as well from Drexel's after they pass the test. So we're taking on expense, just like if you're a realtor. A lot of times when you join the office, you have to pay your office dues, your office fees. That's really what their $160 is going towards, and their $60 a month. They have unlimited access to a front end of our website where people can submit loans, the technology that they have access to, the cell phone app where they can qualify people right on the spot. It has a referring LPM right in it, so people can just tell people about the app as long as their name is there for the referring LPM. That's their loan, and that's something I would work with them. And we also have an affiliate marketing team that has created a whole bunch of digital ways that they can advertise, so they're getting a lot for the $160. But it in essence is great for all of us, because the more people there are out there, you know, explaining this business and getting it out there, eventually, when lending comes back, it's going to be better for you. It's going to be better for everybody.
So you mentioned the market collapse as we're closing up here. Where do you see the economy right now?
Right now, I can tell you, commercial lending is definitely coming back. Again, I'm not involved in the residential world, which is really maybe your average listener.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not sure, but most people are on the residential side, but when it comes to business, you know, I'm on the commercial side. So I can just tell you from experience that I'm having commercial real estate lending is back. The problem is a lot of people think their property is worth more than it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's just always the problem in this business. Mm-hmm. So the programs are very, very exciting now. All types of new programs are being offered that never were before, like the blanket programs I mentioned earlier, where you can actually blanket several mortgages into one.
Right.
It's a really, really cool program. And there's a couple different kinds that we have. So the commercial lending is truly back. In terms of business lending, even though we're just bringing that on, obviously I'm a business owner. I've had to go through different lending situations just to even get my business where it's at now as well. Same thing. I'm a business owner that even though we are a rebrand, we're technically considered a startup by a bank because, you know, I didn't file my EIN until January of this year. So that's when the bank is going to start this. So we haven't been in business 13 months to get a business loan from a bank.
Okay.
So believe me, everything the borrowers are going through, it's funny because I go through it too, but private money, has been, and it's obviously something I have connection with in my due to what I do, but private money has been very successful for us in trying in helping us getting started in funding.
Okay.
And that's what we help people with, private commercial real estate loans.
Right. Well, if businesses are back, that sounds like it's good for the rest of the country and all
ways. There's a lot of money out there right now that mm-hmm. will lend money to businesses. You just have to find that direct lending source and make mm-hmm. sure they're a legitimate person. Mm-hmm. So, again, our website, like I mentioned.
Yes, please do
Drexel,
that.
Mm-hmm. Drexelbrothers.com mm-hmm. is www.drexelbrothers.com. You can go there and really get a whole entire sense of who we are and what we do and everything. And we've had recent press releases out. Obviously, we have an official app with Apple and Android.
Mm-hmm.
We're endorsed by CNET, which is a big technology company, and also another company called AppBrain because of our apps that we built. So there's a bunch that I can send anybody that has any type of interest in Drexel Brothers. There's a ton of education that I'm going to send you.
Excellent. So. Once again, this has been Megan Krejci from Drexel Brothers and King of Prussia, and we just thank you for your passion for what you do and
you.
The expertise that you bring to it,
mm-hmm.
and I can see why you're a good networker.
Yeah.
And I'm sure people would just be pleased to get to know you a little bit more.
Yeah,
so
when
we thank you for all
this. Anything that has to do with lending, as long as it's not on the residential side, commercial or business, it's mm-hmm. definitely something I hand out free knowledge to people all day long because I don't want to see someone get involved in a, you know, I've been mm-hmm. a small business owner, way smaller than in prior companies that I had, and you don't want to see that small business owner with this awesome idea that they want to do this and they're doing what they love and they're going to support their family and, you know, they believe in their idea so much
mm-hmm.
and then for them to go through like a scam or to even hook up with the wrong lending source and then they get down on their idea. So I have great connections, just to let you know, with the SBA, with a ton of other lenders as well. So I always tell people right up front, if it's not the type of loan I do, I have a ton of people that I can refer mm-hmm. people to that are direct lending sources and will take care of them. So.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Thank you again for coming.
Yep, thank
really
you for having me.
Appreciate it,
I really appreciate it.
All right, goodbye.
Bye. My name is Megan Krejci. I'm the president at Drexel Brothers. We are a national commercial mortgage company. Kim wanted me to really explain what I felt the definition of liberty meant to me. So I wanted to say, in general, I just feel liberty. I like to break things down simply. So I feel liberty means just being free, being able to do what you want, of course, as long as you're not hurting anybody. But when it comes to the business world, I would definitely apply it to that. Of course, I work with private money lending, so we're kind of free from the IRS in a way. Just joking. But, you know, to be free is, you know, it's for a business to be free, they need to be able to borrow and be capable of doing what they need to do. So just in terms of liberty in the business world, is the whole entire example there is having access to private capital that can help fund your business and can really help that business owner grow and do what they want to do.